Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024. We're starting a little bit late. It's 10:39 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order, and as always, we will begin our meeting with an invocation today led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Erickson, if you feel led to rise.
Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you bless us, O Lord, and guide us to become better individuals in these trying times. I ask that you guide us to represent you in a manner that is pleasing to you. We ask you to keep us mindful of those that are less fortunate than us and deserve our attention and assistance. These things we ask in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today with public comment. If there's any individual who wishes to make public comment on any item that's on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line.
Good morning.
Good morning. If you'll state your name and tell us what particular agenda item you're here to talk about.
Yes, my name is Roderick Blewett, and I'm a manager with the Quality Mat Company, and I wanted to take opportunity to come today to speak towards the matter of the abatement being considered today, or the extension of it, rather.
We have a amending one. Just to change the time frame.
Yes, sir, for the time frame. So I thought it'd be a good opportunity, Judge, just to speak real briefly about it. Just Mr. Penland couldn't be here, and we've just been a part of industry for many, many years as a local manufacturer, and we're learning the process. So we've been on the backside of some of these things, but we thought it would be good with this coming up just to speak as a local manufacturer that we're in favor of amending this and allowing industry to come into the community and to be a part of the growth of Southeast Texas. And we're thankful for the commissioners and for you, Judge, and leading in every way. First of all, putting God first, trying to have the mind of God to do the right things for our community and our citizens on all sides of the tracks. And to also, I've read inside of some of your documents, to hold people accountable to the contracts and things that you guys so skillfully put together. Not just the rule, the word, but also the moral aspects of it. And so we are just wanting to just reiterate and emphasize and thank you all for keeping our local companies in mind, and ask those that are coming before you for consideration, coming before you for abatements, to remember that we hope to not just be a checkbox when it comes to process, that we can be involved, that we can be brought to the table, so that we can be considered to be a part of the future of the area's growth. Why is that? Because we've got, you know, 100-plus employees, families, you know, our local dollars that go around this local community in all of these surrounding counties. We want to continue to be a part of that. Mr. Penland, I think, is at MD Anderson today. You know, we do a lot in the community. We want to keep doing that. And our part of our ability to do that is to stay in business and to be viable and to be a leader in this industry. So thank you for the consideration and giving the opportunity today to talk. And I'm thankful for being a part of a great local company that still believes in Southeast Texas. Thank you again.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Blewett. All right, hearing none, we'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for invitation for bid for term contract for liquid soil stabilizer for Jefferson County. Item B is to receive and file bids for an IFB for Jefferson County Doggett Park Midway Rehabilitation. Item C is to receive and file bid for invitation for Jefferson County Mosquito Control Airplane. Item D is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for invitation for bid for a term contract for liquid soil stabilizer for Jefferson County with Base Seal International Inc. as shown on Attachment A. Item E is consider and approve award for IFB for Jefferson County Doggett Fort Park Midway Rehabilitation with Texas Materials, the CRH Company, in the amount of $1,482,042.80. Item F is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for an IFB for Jefferson County Mosquito Control Plane with Mid-Continent Aircraft Corporation with pricing as shown in Attachment B. Item G is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for an RFP for security services and personnel for Jefferson County. Item H is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of lease for a term contract for lease hangar number 5 at Jack Brooks Regional Airport for a first one and final option to extend the lease for an additional 5 years with Coosa Aviation LLC from December 31st, 2024 to December 30th, 2029. Item I is to execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for road building materials for Jefferson County for a first one-year renewal with Modern Concrete Materials, LLC, Texas Materials, a CRH company, Waller County Asphalt, Inc., Vulcan Construction Materials, LLC, and Martin Marietta Materials, LLC, from November 13, 2024 to November 12, 2025. Item J is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract extension for security services and personnel for Jefferson County with Allied Universal for an additional 30 days to expire January 27, 2025. Item K is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract extension for term contract for inmate shoes for Jefferson County with Bob Barker Company for an additional 60 days to expire March 3, 2025. Item L is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional agreement with Honesty Environmental Services to perform mold consulting and project management services for the Jefferson County Diversion Center in the amount of $24,980 in accordance with the Region 5 contract. Item M is to receive and file a statement of work with Milliman for an OPEB actuarial evaluation for fiscal year end 2025 and 2026 under the Governmental Accounting Standards Board Rule 75 for Jefferson County in the amount of $22,550, which was approved on Tuesday, November 12, 2024. And do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Ms. Clark, what discussions need to be had with respect to the negotiations for an RFP for security services and personnel?
We are going in with the highest ranking proposer at this time. If it's not successful, we will move on to the next ranking. This is why we also had an extension for the current security services provided at the county.
Okay. Any comments or questions from the Commissioner's Court? All in favor?
Judge, hold on. I'm sorry, Commissioner. Go ahead.
No, you got it.
I was just going to say on item C, I appreciate the court and I appreciate all the work done by purchasing as well as our mosquito control on that airplane that's replacing a plane from the 1970s, I believe, that's at the absolute end of its life. It has over 60,000 hours, I think, on the airframe. And I appreciate the court going forward with this. Thank you. Excuse me, Commissioner.
And Judge and Court, I would like to thank the engineering department for making sure we got this project moved along with Doggett Ford Park. It's been on there for a while, but as you can see, it's something that's definitely needed. And along with that, I would like to make sure that we revisit all contracts, because after we do this, I want to make sure we revisit all contracts to make sure anybody that lease or use that park will not bolt things down to tear that up, because we're spending very good money that can go away real quick if we let them do anything they want to do.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, agreed. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a fiscal year 2025 budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 3 for additional cost for a bat wing mower. Item B is consider and approve a fiscal year 2025 budget amendment for elections for additional cost for postage in the amount of $5,000. Item C is consider and approve a fiscal year 2024 budget amendment for the jail for additional costs for off-site medical services in the amount of $51,539. Item D is consider and approve a revised subrecipient agreement for American Rescue Plan Act coronavirus state and local fiscal recovery funds with Land Manor for additional funding of $7,984.23. Item E is consider and approve advanced funding request for the ARPA approved project with Cardinal Meadows Improvement in the amount of $64,850. Item F is consider and approve advanced funding request for American Rescue Plan Act approved project with Jefferson County Water Control Improvement District 10 for project one in the amount of $3,650,000. Item G is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,249.64 to Texas Department of Criminal Justice for December insurance reimbursements. Item H is consider and approve expenditure by Road and Bridge Precinct 1 in accordance with an order pursuant to Section 130.908 of the Texas Local Government Code for costs associated with new commissioner training in the amount of $552. Item I is consider and approve expenditure by the tax office in accordance with an order pursuant to Section 130.908 of Texas Local Government Code associated with annual fees for the NEMOQ in the amount of $5,021. Item J is consider and approve authorizing LaSalle Corrections to utilize up to $80,000 of the reserves for capital investments as per contract for the downtown jail chiller rebuild, maintenance, and if needed, temporary air and heating. Item K is to consider and approve advanced funding request for American Rescue Plan Act approved project with Family Services of Southeast Texas in the amount of $892,276.10. Item L is regular county bills, check numbers 523320 through 523564 for the period ending 11/26/24. And check numbers 523565 through 523684 for the period ending today. Item M is to consider and approve a revised subrecipient agreement for American Rescue Plan Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds with Spindletop for funding of $611,066.48 for capital purchases and startup costs for the diversion center. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So move.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Any discussion?
No discussion. Just a question. I want to make sure we're doing this, Fran. And that is, I know we're getting these requests for the American CARES Act funding. I want to make sure that we have our grant manager making sure that things are staying on target and the fiscal side of things is in okay order. Because if not, from what I went back and read, we will be responsible.
Yes, sir. Which, okay. And also in our subrecipient, it is, we do have agreements in there that if for some reason funding is deemed as not qualified, that they will be responsible for it. But yes, she is looking at all of these requests, and okay, then as she validates to make sure and is building our documentation should we get audited.
Okay.
And Judge, I'd just like to thank the folks at LaSalle for the work that they put in on looking at this chiller and working with the county and trying to get that HVAC working. We appreciate y'all.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes. Having under County Treasurer, we have one item to receive and file an investment schedule for October 2024. Including year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under County Commissioners, we have several items. Item A is to receive and file an executed affiliation agreement between Jefferson County and Lamar Institute of Technology for Education of Pharmacy Technician Students. Great program, Commissioner Alford.
Yes, sir. It's
Item B is consider and possibly authorize county judge to execute, receive, and file a demolition waiver for the city of Port Arthur to remove an unsafe structure located at 2145 Memorial Boulevard in Port Arthur. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a resolution in support of, for the county motor fuel tax exemption. Item D is consider and possibly approve 2025 appointments as commissioners of the Sabine Agents and Navigation District for Larry Grantham, Kenneth Duhon, Joseph Johnson, and Richard Lewis. And we'll come back to Sherry Arnold. Item E is consider and approve accepting donations to the Jefferson County Historical Commission Library from Don Smart of a new copy of W.T. Block's book, Sour Lake, Texas, from Mud Bath to Millionaires, and from Paul Prostery for 18 copies of the East Texas Historical Journal with the date range from spring of 1983 to fall of 1995, pursuant to Local Government Code Section 81.032. Item F is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the city of Port Arthur to enable Precinct 3 to remove vegetation along Twin City Highway pursuant to section or chapter 791 Texas Government Code, which is the Interlocal Cooperation Act. Item G, we will hold. And item I is to consider and possibly approve the appointments of Charlie Reno, place 2. My appointment, Sandra Melton, place 4, appointment of Commissioner Erickson of the Jefferson County Emergency Services District number 4, pursuant to Texas Health and Safety Code section 775.034. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved. Second.
And moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Moving back under County Commissioners to item D is to consider and possibly approve the 2025 appointment as Commissioner of Sabine Nature's Navigation District of Sherry Arnold, who was the appointment of the predecessor in office of Commissioner Arnold. And since he is married to her, he will abstain from this vote. So do I have a motion on that?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alford.
And I abstain. Discussion? Judge.
Yes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And abstention, Commissioner Arnold?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Item G is conduct a public hearing regarding the request to amend the abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Energy Transfer Spindletop LLC for phases 3 through 5 pursuant to section 312.204 at SEC of the Texas Tax Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We will now open up a public hearing. Mr. Blewett has already spoken to this issue. So if there's anyone else who wishes to speak, this is an amendment of an agreement that simply we had already entered into an abatement agreement, but because of supply chain issues and construction delay, we're adjusting the time frame within the abatement agreement. Hearing none, we'll close this public hearing. Item H is consider possibly approving and authorize the county judge to execute an amended tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Energy Transfer Spindletop LLC for phases 3 through 5 pursuant to section 312.204 of the Texas Tax Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And item A, under Human Resources, consider and possibly approve the appointment of Veteran Service Officer. Do I have a motion on that item?
Judge, I make a motion to appoint Pamela Birchfield to the position of Veteran Service Officer, starting salary of $6,027.90 per month, along with the associated cell phone and car allowances, that being $570 and $75 a month, effective today, December 3rd, 2024.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there any elected officials, members of the Commissioners Court, who wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
We in that time of year, Judge, that accidents occur. As a couple of my employees were saying, they did not hear or read that there was a sign that said Smith Road would be closed. To the public, please pay attention, because there's, of course, quite a bit of work going on. They closed one lane going towards the east yesterday. Be careful. We are in that time of the year. It's a time of the year that's it's family oriented, so please be careful.
Yeah. And I'll say it, I've said it before, I'll say it again. We went years and years without major construction spending on our interstate highways and state highways locally. So we're thankful to have all the money being allocated to Southeast Texas now in recognition of the industrial expansions that we're experiencing, and to see significant construction projects. But along with that comes a lot of frustration for the public, a lot of delays and detours. Try to remain patient, because these are going to go on for another couple of years. And we have cake outside. Is it, I didn't have any note. Was this provided by HEB? We're thankful to HEB, which annually provides us a Christmas cake. So we want each of you to go up there, and since you didn't eat enough on Thanksgiving, y'all go out and get some cake. And we will have another more meetings this month, but we want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and hope you enjoy this holiday season with your family.
Judge, yeah,
Commissioner Erickson has on his Christmas tie.
Just want to congratulate Ms. Birchfield for being accepted as the Director for Veteran Services, and so we acknowledge your presence here today, and with look forward to working with you in the future.
All right, so nothing further. We are adjourned.